Welcome to our teaching today, where Christ's Word is the center of our world. We are about to listen to the undiluted Word of God from the throne of grace with Pastor Philip Ransom Bello.
Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. I started the teaching on Wednesday. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Glory to Jesus. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let's read it again. One, two, go. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be what? Filled. The word blessed there is the word fortunate. How fortunate are you to be hungry and thirsty for the things of the Spirit? From my Greek Bible, the word blessed is the word, pay attention to this, I'll read it for you, Makarios, Makarios, M-A-K-A-R-I-O-S, all right? And it's the same word that means fortunate or well off. It is the same word that also means happy. So the Bible says, happy are you. Fortunate are you. If you hunger, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. One of the ways you can describe hunger or define it is an intense desire for something. So he says that if you are hungry for the supernatural or for the things of the Spirit, you are a fortunate believer. If there is a time in your life where you're not hungry for the things of God, it means there is something to desire because something is missing. I'm teaching about hunger because hunger is your channel to receiving what God has for you. Two Sundays I preached about how to receive what Christ has done for you. So the question is never if Christ has done it. Christ has done it, and that's the basis for prayer. Do you know that it's not your prayer that makes God do what he has accomplished in Christ? Put it this way. What would it be like if you went to heaven and God begins to show you your possibilities in heaven and you did not scratch one-tenth of your possibilities? And he would tell you all you needed to do was to know who you are, whose you are, and pull out what is yours. Enjoy what he has given to you. So, that it is done is a done deal. But how to receive it is where the problem is in the body of Christ. A lot of us know that certain things have been done for us. But you see, we have taught you there is no price that can be paid, which is the price that Jesus paid on the cross. It is absolutely true. But there is another side that you must come to understand, which is the fact that there are certain ways you receive that looks like you are paying a price. That is why some people who don't understand the gospel but obey certain principles enjoy certain privileges. Because they may not have knowledge, but they know that if I come to a God and I seek him with the whole of my heart, I will find him. That's why I also said that you can see someone who is mature in God. Because you minister healing to sick people, but you don't know how to receive healing when you're sick. Because in your mind, it is more blessed to give than to receive. In the scriptures, please pay attention. In the scriptures, never you allow your mind reason this way. It is either this or that in the scripture. I'll give you an example. It's either, let's use giving for an example. It's either I give to the poor or I pay my tithe. Or I give to my fellow brother or I give to a man of God. It is not either this or that. It is this and that. So there is a place for giving to the poor. There is a place for giving to the church. There is a place for giving to your brothers. There is a place for giving to a man of God. All of it is inclusive in what God would design you to do. Another example is either I have a personal devotion with God or I'm committed to church. God, who says that he has given you the Holy Ghost and an anointing that you need no man to teach you in the book of 1 John. If the Bible says there is no need for a man to teach you, then why do we have pastors? So your mindset can never be it is either this or. It is not this or, it is this and. That whilst you are strengthened, you are strong in the place of your personal devotion, there is also a place where you come to learn of God's word. So hunger for the things of God. How to receive what Christ has done. We know that the price has been paid. It is true. But there is another side of truth that you have to also understand, because this thing sometimes can be like two sides of a coin, where you are looking at the side of you who knows how to receive. Do you remember the parable Jesus gave of that woman who wearied a judge? And she said she will not let the judge go until the judge answers her. That is the way we who have learned the gospel must approach God. Because he who comes to God must believe that God is. And what? He's a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. If you seek him, you will find him. So it says, blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hunger is your ability to go the extra mile for something that you really love. That's hunger. What are the things that you can go an extra mile for? Some of us will go an extra mile for football. Some of us will go an extra mile for people. Some of you will go an extra mile for family. Some of you will go an extra mile for your babe. When you are toasting your girlfriend, there is no line you did not learn. There is nothing, if as long as it had to do with her, you were willing to go an extra mile for her. All the brothers in the house, just look straight. If you've never been there before, no problem. But you are willing to go an extra mile for her. You were hungry for something. And I don't know why it is like this. Why, you know, many men, the moment you're married, it just feels like it just feels like a checklist. And the same hunger you had with your wife, for your wife, the moment you're married. If you used to open the door before, now, that laughter explains it to Abby. You used to open the door for her before. Now she opens the door herself. Or if you used to cook for her to impress her with your skills. Where are all the guys who can cook? If you are a guy, you can cook. Blessed are you. You are a guy, you can cook. You can cook. Lift your hands. Advertise yourself now. You can cook. All the guys who can cook. Praise God. God bless you guys. That's good. Pastor Victor knows how to make amazing indomie. What do you think I was going to say? Soup for where? But honestly, that indomie is different. Pastor Victor, there's a way he does it. He does it with a tray. He garnishes it. There's carrots. Everything is just scattered, but it's there. Pastor Victor is good. He's good. Just man. He's good. He's good. That's how he caught Akuna. Gave Akuna food. Akuna now told him, Ogogo. This thing I just said is inside joke. It's one old Yoruba movie. Old Yoruba movie. I told this story on Wednesday. That Yoruba movie, there's a guy called Ogogo. Somebody wanted to kill Ogogo. As the guy now shot Ogogo, his girlfriend now ran from one side of the door. Ran. While the bullet was coming though. Ran from one side of the door and stood in front of the guy. The bullet now touched her. Then she now turned and looked at him and said, Ogogo, I die for you. Hi, Nigerian movies. So, bullet is coming. Somebody's running with the bullet. You know, if you hear the sound of a bullet, it's not for you. You understand what I just said? As people who are shot by bullet don't hear the sound of the bullet. It takes them and they just go to be with the Lord. But if you hear the sound of a bullet, it's not coming to you. Nigerian movies are blessed. I saw a Nigerian movie where a ghost is about to cross the road and the ghost is looking left and right before he crosses the road. In my opinion, if you are a ghost, weren't you supposed to just go? Peter, do you remember when we're, no, it's you. You were sleeping. I have something on you, Peter. There's a picture. So I was driving. I just turned back, snapped Peter. Peter's mouth open everywhere. Sleep. Tired. So while I just quickly turned. Bam. So that if he misbehave, I will forward it to the whole ministry. It's Ike who was awake. So Ike, I saw a mad woman who was crossing the road. Express. I was on top speed coming yesterday. And while I was driving, the way the mad woman crossed the road, in my mind, I knew the woman is not mad. You know, when someone is crossing, car is coming, and you are crossing, you are increasing your pace. You are not mad. You are very okay. Praise God. Don't mind me. I'm just playing. Blessed are those. Back to the word of God. Blessed are those who what? Hunger. Somebody say, when they say, I'm hungry for the things of God. God will give you supernatural encounters for the things of the Spirit. Who's receiving what I just said right now? All right? Blessed are those who are hungry for the things of God, for they shall be filled. There's such a thing as praying for spiritual hunger. Pray for spiritual hunger. I pray that for myself, and I've learned to pray that for you. I'm the pastor. I've learned to pray that for you. That God will fill you with spiritual hunger. Because it's something the Holy Spirit works. He works that desire in you. The Bible says that God is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's a desire, earnestly, the best gift. Desire the things of the Spirit. John chapter 7 and verse 37. On the last day of the feast, Jesus cried out with a loud voice and he said, is any thirsty, let him come. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me. Let him come to me. I want to link two words to you right now, or link two words for you. The first word is thirst there, and the second word there is come. The attitude to thirst and hunger is that you are a comer, you come. You approach God. You come before him. You cannot be in your comfort zone and the things of God is missing in your life. If you grow to a place where you have no spiritual hunger, there is a problem. Some of you are going to get filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, and I will show you how to be filled daily. But you must be hungry. I'm repeating myself because I want you to get it. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So there is that coming. There's that ability to come. When you're not hungry, just come. Did you hear what I just said? When you're not hungry, go. There were two ladies who gave testimonies in church. I think, is it Jasmine? Was it Jasmine who gave a testimony that said she didn't want to come? And when she came, she got healed. So there was something she had to overcome, which is my lethargy against my will or my decision to just be there. There is such a thing as being in God's presence and being under earshot of the words over you. It's not the same thing as when you read the Bible by yourself. It's not the same thing as when you are listening to the tape or the CD. Because when you are in close proximity of the gathering of the faith of believers, there's what we call accentuated faith. Dorcas's faith is working. Msendo's faith is working. Ores faith is working. Gifts faith is working. Blessings faith is working. So when all of these people gather together to say in Jesus' name, there is power in the unity. That's why it says, tarry in Jerusalem until you are filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible goes on to say that they were with one accord. And with one accord, the Holy Ghost came. So sometimes, if you don't have faith, please listen to what I'm about to say. If you don't have faith, if you don't have anything that pushes you, just come to church. Because there will be something about your neighbor's faith behind you that will push you into something you're supposed to encounter. As long as you are under earshot of God's word, Jesus said to the disciples, these things are fulfilled in your hearing. That as long as you hear, blessed are you who are hearing. Something happens to you when you hear. So there are things, there are many dimensions. Like I said, one does not take the place of the other. There is the teaching and there is the catching. Should I say that again? There is the teaching and there is the catching. Some things are taught, but some other things are caught. And sometimes you just need to be in the company of those people through which there is a flow of what can be caught. And if you are in that company, you will catch things. That's how God works. That's how the Holy Ghost works. There was a man called Saul in the Bible. He was not a prophet. In fact, he was going to be a bad king. But the Bible says that he was in the midst of prophets. And he began to prophesy. So people started asking questions. Is Saul also amongst the prophets? But is it just because he was there? So she came to church and she said that she didn't want to come. But the moment the worship was on, I can't remember, I started declaring and she got healed. Similar testimony with some other lady. I think it was the Sunday before. She didn't just feel like coming to church, but she just came. You know, sometimes the pastor doesn't need your faith. It's the faith of others that works. When men will say there is a casting down, we will say there's a lifting up. There are people God has empowered in the body of Christ to be a blessing and the lifter of the hands of men. So there is such a thing as just coming. It says, those of you who are labor, come unto me all they that labor and are heavy laden. So the requirement is just for you to come. It's just for you to be there. Somebody say hunger. You see, so if you're not hungry, it's not a good place to be. I desire spiritual things. Now, do you know that there are spiritual gifts that are operational in your life that you may never have touched yet? Some of you have healings. Some of you have the workings of miracles. You have the gift of faith. Some of you have the gift of prophecy. Some of you dream dreams. And these things are for profiting. So what did Paul tell Timothy? He says, stir up the gift that is in you, which you have received by the laying on of my hands. In fact, there are two times Paul tells Timothy to stir up gifts by the laying on of hands. The first one is the laying on of hands by the presbytery, which is the elders. And the second one is the laying on of his hands personally, which is Paul. So that means hand was laid on Timothy more than at least one time. Timothy consistently had hands laid on him. But there is such a thing as you stirring up the gift, because the gift can be dormant. If you don't use the things of the Spirit, you can be rusty. Sometimes it's you want to pray, but you're just rusty. Sometimes you want to just press deep, but you're rusty. But when you stir it up, you fan to flame. How do you fan to flame? You put it in use. How do you use? Pray and practice. That's how to use. What did I say? Pray and practice. That's how to use. You spend time to pray. You see, gifts will be activated in you. Some of you don't see the connection between spiritual gifts and your profiting. Let me tell you. If God begins to bless you with word of knowledge, I hope you know, if you are a trader, it's easier for you to, if you understand, you understand. God tells you tomorrow this is going to go down, this will go up. You know what to adjust and what to remove and what to add. By this time tomorrow, there was a man called Elijah. He prophesied, by this time tomorrow, except I'm not a prophet, a bag of rice, derica. How much is a bag of rice now? How much? Are you kidding me? It has come down. I eat rice, so. But you see, when you know when they ask the question, how did you get this thing quickly? They answer, they say, the Lord your God brought it my way. So that's my answer. I eat rice, but the Lord brings it my way. Maybe you can ask my wife. Amen. So how much is a bag of rice? 60,000, right? 52,000. A prophet comes and says, by this time tomorrow, a bag of rice, 52,000 naira, will be sold for 500 naira. You know, there are some people who will not believe. You know what God did to the children of Israel? God messed them up with miracles just to prove to them he could take care of them. But the problem is some of them were hardened, that no matter the miracles, they still did not believe. May our hearts be softened towards God and towards the things he's able to do in our lives. Hi, it's a bad place where you become hardened to the move of God. My goodness. So the prophet says, by this time tomorrow, a bag of rice will be sold for 300 naira. And somebody opened his mouth to say, even if God opens the windows of heaven and pours down his blessing, it is impossible. You know what the prophet told him? You will see of it, but you will not partake of it. It is a tragedy for you to see the move of God and not partake of it. Why would you see something and not partake of it? Because you are not expectant in the first place. You know, when opportunities begin to come your way, all right, it's easy for you to sense them because you are expecting them. It's easy for you to know that there is a move. How is it that two people are telling you the same things that you saw in your dream? Are you not figuring that God is talking to you? Are you not seeing that there is probably a move? There is something that is about to shift. God is saying the same thing. You turn the channel on, and then something is speaking to you. God is talking to you. That is the time to leverage and then begin to soar on the things that God is saying. So I was praying about Night of Solution, and God is showing me people who are taking the cities. Who? The woman left her water pot. But you see, your hunger, all right? I'm showing you that there's a connection between the things of the Spirit and the city. The things of the Spirit. The woman who was with Jesus, she encountered Jesus and came with her water pot. Did not know Jesus. Who is Jesus? All she believed was worshiping this mountain. John chapter 4. I feel tempted to read it because we don't have time. We'll close very soon. John chapter 4 verse 17. Let's see that. John chapter 4 verse 17. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. In fact, go to verse 16. Let's start from 16. Jesus said to her, go, call your husband and come here. Next verse. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. You see, he spoke of a sixth husband she was with, but there was a seventh husband talking to her. And the number of seven is the number of perfection, meaning that you will not need to be running up and down, helter-skelter, looking for things and chasing the winds anymore. It means God, just like Archbishop Bunting said, it says ease. It means things will be brought easily to you from now. Yeah. Hey, there is such a thing as labor and favor. If you've touched it, you've touched it. But you see, when you operate in the workings of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, you can open yourself into certain dimensions of God. Jesus never looked for things. He never did. Never looked for things. So he says, in that you spoke truly. Next verse. The woman said to him, sir, you know she was forming before. The woman was forming before, thinking the person talking to her was one. Maybe she thought the person talking to her was a potential husband. So this is the first time, I believe, if I remember correctly, that she's adding respect to this man. So she says, sir. You know when you give somebody word of knowledge, the address changes from wait till you they talk to sir. In the days of his power, the people shall be willing. You preach to someone, I want to preach Jesus to you. And the person is, there was somebody who blew cigar into my face back then in school. I brought the gospel to him. And this guy said, they talk, and they hear you. I was just talking, and then, like, the thing filled my face. I wanted to tell God that you have other children who need to be saved. So I can excuse myself from this guy. But I just kept preaching. It didn't feel like anything changed. I just kept talking. But do you know that there is such a dimension where you begin to minister in the Holy Ghost to that same person, and word of knowledge drops. God opens your eyes. You see pictures. I see your mother in the hospital sick. You know that cigar we first... And God is healing your mother. Let me tell you what drew me to my boss. I was serving in UBTH. Consultant, if you are a house officer and you are close to your consultant, how blessed are you? That consultant can say, go and buy me water. Ah, that you are now rolling with a consultant. Ah, you are fortunate. Because there's so strong hierarchy in the hospital. It's like military. House officer cannot just go and meet a consultant and talk anyhow. Except you need to. Except there's a cause for that. But there was a consultant who was working in, who was in our department, the department that was posted, that sensed the gift of God in me. Apparently, the man is a pastor. So he could tell that this boy is different. We got into a conversation and I mentioned something from the scripture. That was how this man fell in love with me. Extra favor from there. Hey, I enjoyed favor. Some other consultants were beefing me because of him. But there's nothing they could do because he was the senior. You know, when you now release, maybe you want to minister the gospel to someone, the person is sick. You minister to the person, be healed. The person becomes healed, cannot deny the healing. That person will take your Jesus. He says, don't witness to me except you are endued with power. Don't go and talk about my death yet. Just receive power. And then, after they were filled with the Holy Ghost, what happened? You saw Peter. He looked at a man who was at the gate called Beautiful. I'm sure Jesus left that man for Peter. Because even Jesus was going to the temple but did not touch the man. So, Peter now looks at the man and says to the man, silver and gold I have not, but that's not for you. You didn't catch what I just said. We get, Holy Ghost we get, money we get. Am I talking to you right now? So the man said, silver and gold we do not have, but what I have, it means there was something they had. And he knew that he had something. In the name of Jesus, what would be your first disposition if you saw that man? Some of you will think hospital. I'm teaching you how to think the supernatural first. Let that be your mentality. What can the power of God make possible in this situation first? It is the wisdom of God in operation. Because you are not like every Nigerian. Let me move to this side. You are not like every youth. Because the Holy Ghost in you is not a youth. You are a fine girl, but you get Holy Ghost. You know how to give an answer of peace to things. You know what to say. You see what I'm saying? So I want you to start to think the supernatural, because there's something you have. Greater is he that is in you. But you see, if you're not hungry, you can't touch these things. Your boss is misbehaving in the office. You switch into gear one. And you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. And then things begin to align. My mom used to tell me those days. He said, when my husband, that's my dad. I'm talking as her now. She says, when daddy says some things that I don't want him to say, or I prefer he does some other things, I won't argue with him. But what I will do is I will go and pray. Because when I pray, I trust my husband to hear God. Immediately, you see my dad. You say, no, this is how I want it. He'll just go up the staircase with his... And my mom will tell me, in not less than 2 minutes, my dad will come down the staircase the same way he went up. Come down the staircase. And he will say, you see that thing you said? Let's do it like that. Then he will go back the staircase again, the way he came back again. But you see how sometimes foolishness will drive you to fight when you have something you carry. Listen to me. I want you to know what you carry. There is solution embedded in the Holy Ghost. There is such a thing as being filled with the Holy Ghost. There is such a thing as being filled with the power of God. In the days of his power, the people shall be willing. Some of you behave as if you don't have an option. You don't have choices. Some of you behave as if there is no, you know, there is no, I don't have a say. I'm a victim of life. Do you know who the believer is? Do you know how powerful the believer is? I was just telling you that I had urgency in my spirit and there was no police on the road. I didn't need to pray about it. My spirit was just urgent. And then the road was cleared for me. So when a believer is set in his ways for things, God causes the elements of the world to walk in alignment to the path of the believer. That's the supernatural. You know how to turn things. You're not without help. Even if pastor is not there to say, be well, it is well with you, be strong. You know, it's okay to cry, but it's okay to clean your eyes and speak. Because I'll be lying to you if I tell you there are sometimes you won't cry. There are sometimes you won't be down. Jesus was down. Let's be honest. He was down. Jesus was weak. He was weak. But after he cried, he cleaned his eyes. He now said, Lazarus, come forth. Spoke with authority. And Lazarus came forth. Lazarus heard him. Oof. John chapter 4, back to that scripture. Now, the Bible says that that woman, she said, the woman said to him, sir, I perceive, this was someone who was formino, I perceive that what? You are a prophet. Listen, we're going to close before 8 o'clock, all right? But you see, before we get to that 8 o'clock, there are some things you will pull out in your spirit. Am I talking to people right now? There are some things you will pull out in your inner man because God wants you to release. So he says, I perceive that you are a prophet. Next verse. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Next verse. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me. Believe me. Tell your neighbor, say, believe me. No, say it the way I'm saying it. Say, believe me. Look at another neighbor, say, believe me. Hey. You know, when someone tells you, believe me, the person already believe himself. Hey, I know what I carry. Can we stay on? I know what I carry for a bit. In 10 seconds, just reaffirm to yourself, I know what I carry. I know the Holy Ghost that I carry. I know the power that I carry. I know the anointing that I carry. I know the work that is in me that I carry. I carry something in me. I know what I have. Peter's wife gave birth. I think it was some, how many weeks ago now, man of God? 2 months ago. I went to the hospital just to say hi to Blessing. And there was a woman. Akuna was holding the woman. Just walking with, you were there? You remember? Akuna was just walking with the woman. So the woman was due. Her water had broken. No, her water had not broken, but she was due. All right? Labor had started. For one day, before I came, nearly 20. Now, men, firstly, you can't understand it. Let's first establish that. Have you watched that skit where, you know this pain simulator that mimics pregnancy pain? Or cramps, period pain. They put on a woman, it's like akara and pap. No issues. Then they put on the guy. Ew. The guy can't stand. So men can't understand labor pain. First, let's leave that one. Now, this woman was in labor for nearly 24 hours. For nearly a whole day. I don't know how long. And immediately, I saw the woman. My spirit wasn't moved to do anything. But somehow, suddenly, the Holy Ghost came upon me. I went to the woman. I just said to the woman, I want to pray with you. I don't know the woman from anywhere. You know, some of you need to learn how to be bold. Because the things of the Spirit requires boldness. You can't be timid and do the things of the Holy Ghost. No. There's no timidity in that. So I told the woman, I said, can I pray with you? I said, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that this woman gives birth safely. Baby, mother, fine. I touched the woman and I walked away. While I was going to just gist with my wife and Kenna. Kenna, I think you were sitting with First Lady. I was there. Bah! The woman, the water just broke. So Pastor Paul's auntie came to tell me. Go and tell. No, she sent one of them to tell me, to let me know that that thing way I pray about. Now, it don't happen. I'm not a superstar. I'm telling you that there is what I have that is the same thing as what you have. So when Jesus said, believe me, oh God, you need to know what you have. He said, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. Because Jesus knew what was about to come. He said, believe me, but he had not yet died. Come on, amen. He had not yet died, even though it took faith for Jesus to die. That dying was not easy. Jesus, who said, I'm going to die. The Son of Man has come, and the hour has come that the Son of Man may be glorified. And what is the glorification of the Son of Man? Except a corn of wheat falls. You know, Jesus was just yawning. No man, except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And this he spoke of himself. Jesus was just yearning parables about his dying. When the time came, parable disappeared. Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass over me. You know, sometimes you can be assured of something, but when life hits you, your conviction shifts. But you know what? You don't stay there. You shift back. That's why I say when you cry, you clean your eye and you say, Lazarus, come forth. Jesus, he switched back and he said, Father, not my will. Some of you are too emotional for the things of the Spirit. Should I say what I just said again? Some of you are too emotional for the things of the Spirit. It's good to have knowledge, Minister Gift, so that when your emotions are raging, after the emotions has passed, what you know stays. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that your life is not in the direction of the emotions. Your emotions must be kept in check by the knowledge of God. Do you get what I'm saying? You can't be too emotional when it comes to the things of the Spirit. Boldness. So Peter said, such as I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Listen to me. You will raise the dead if you believe it. You will, he said, these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. These signs and wonders will follow those who believe. You know, there's a way you can read newspaper and be online and be on Instagram and be on Snap for 17 hours in 24 hours that you forget your spiritual reality. Okay, now. They play. Peter is my hype man. Sometimes when I'm preaching, it's my wife that used to tell me, because when I'm here, I don't hear what he says. So she will say, he said, do you know that when you are preaching today, Peter was just disturbing me with hype. He said, I said, what will he say? He said, when you say something, let me just try something. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He said, Peter will say, I swear to God, bro. So see this guy. I say, see my protocol guy, oh. My protocol man, I'll be saying something supernatural. He'll say, I swear to God, man. Oh, I swear to God, bro. But I feel Peter, you know. I feel Peter. He says, such as I have. How many of you know you have something to shake Nigeria? Who knows that you have something to shake the world? You know you have something for your generation. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man what God has in store for them. I came to prophesy to you, your time to shake your nation, that time has come. Your time to shake Nigeria, that time has come. Your time to shake Africa, that time has come. Yes, I and they, the Lord has made, are made for signs and wonders. You are made for signs and wonders. Say after me, I'm made for signs and wonders. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, you are made for signs and wonders. Look at another neighbor, say, neighbor, you are made for signs and wonders. Tell yourself, I'm made for signs and wonders. Out in this house right now. Welcome to Night of Solution. Hey! Badebo Kobaya. Some of you are filled with the Holy Ghost now. You know, see, I want Dorcas. You know, my prayer is that people are more conscious of spiritual things than natural things. And it takes hunger to bring you in there. I know what I have, oh. I can never be stranded. Now, I'm trying to explain something. Now, I'm not prophesying. I'm telling you me, my life. There was something I was telling Anengi. If my phone is on 1%, the gen will come up. Or NEPA will bring light. Peter, when we came to meet you at the train station, Pastor Ike, you remember? I picked a nail on my journey to Itakbe on Friday. And because of the urgency in my spirit, I needed to be in my destination. But my tire did not get flat until I parked. So I parked, and then Peter and Ike said, "What am I hearing?" Tire went down. But you see, that tire can't keep me when my spirit is set for something. It's a consciousness such as I have. Such as I have. You know, life can beat you and you remain there. You know what Archbishop Idausa said? He said, when you fall into a pit, don't make the pit your grave. You go stand up. You rise up as a prince that you are. You stand up and you face life tenaciously. And you speak into business. You speak into family. You speak into you. You speak into your career. You speak to your spiritual life. In the name of Jesus, resurrect. Come alive. The name of Jesus, come alive. My father, it was one night of solution. My father, a crippled man was brought from Lagos. They dropped the man on the pulpit. Yeah, Aruno just passed. They dropped the man on the pulpit. And people were watching to see what would happen. And then all of a sudden, my father laid hands on this man. And life came into this man's legs. This man began to move his legs. This sister who was in the crowd ran first of all to go and call her other sister, who they both brought their brother to the program, because she was almost going hysterical. This man had not moved his toes. Listen to me, miracles still happen though. Yes, I'm here for people who want a miracle. Listen to me, miracle, not the tired Jesus. And then the guy began to move on stage, and my father said, "Lift him up." They lifted the man up, and the man was standing on his 2 feet, giving glory to God. And it looked like he didn't know what happened to him, but something got into the man. He said, "Such as I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." The man began to walk. In fact, the Bible says that Peter pulled the man with his hand. You know, because the power of God, one of the ways the power of God, let me teach you something. One of the ways the power of God flows is contact. So sometimes when you see people lay hands, that laying on of hand is a vehicle to transmitting the power of God. So there's such a thing as the laying on of hands. I'm going to teach it. It's a doctrine. The laying on of hands, that you lay hands and then, he said, "You shall lay your hands on the sick and the sick shall recover." Moving on beyond the principles and the basic elements of the things of God. Moving away from faith towards God. Moving away from repentance from dead works, from baptisms, from the laying on of hands. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1. So laying on of hands is a doctrine. It's a doctrine. Because in conveying the power of God, it can walk through utterances or it can walk through the contact. So Peter touched the guy, lifted the guy up. The guy received strength. Paul did the same thing in Acts chapter 14. Raised the guy up. When men will say there's a casting down, who will say? Let me tell you what that thing means. It says, when men, the original translation says, when men will say there is a casting down, we are the lifter of the hands of men. That's what it actually says. The man began to walk. So you know what I'm here to let you know? God is bringing you into a dimension of the flow of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Who is hungry for more? We have just about 30 minutes left for this program. But I want you to just pray in the Holy Ghost like you've never prayed before. All right? Paul, help me with the pass. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost like you've never prayed before. Because something is jumping on you right now. Some of you are going to pray like you've never prayed. Some of you will speak in tongues like you've never spoken in tongues. Some of you will start to see accentuated visions. Some of you will start to get miracles on the spot. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't know who I came for, but I came for people who are hungry to see the move of God in their generation. The Bible says that, "And with great power gave the apostles witnesses And great grace was upon them. Great grace was upon them. By the hands of Paul, by the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done. Oh yes, God is going to do signs and wonders through you. I don't know who I'm talking about, but grace has come upon your life. Grace has come upon your life. I'm removing you from struggle into favor. I'm removing you from sweat into bliss. I'm removing you from struggle into favor. I'm removing you from sweat into rest. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. For God is moving you to a new level and a new season in your life. Somebody open your mouth and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray the Holy Ghost. Release yourself and pray the Holy Ghost. Release your spirit and pray the Holy Ghost. Release the anointed and pray the Holy Ghost. Ida brembega do sakipa, ida brembega kupa yate, ida brembega do ka, ikali po sakigege, ida brembega du sadayada, japa papa yende, ida brembega du sapa, ida brembega toska, ida brembega doska, ida brembega doski bayade, manida brembega du sapaya.
Bali. This concludes this message. Thank you for listening, and for more information about the Standpoint Church, visit our social media platform on www.facebook.com/standpointabj, twitter.com/standpointabj, instagram.com/standpointabj, and on soundcloud.com/standpointabj.